Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Sister Elise Marie Ramirez, who is in formation ministry in her congregation, the Dominican Sisters of Springfield, Illinois. Her preaching today is entitled, To Fall and to Follow.
A reading from the Gospel according to John. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit. Those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me, and where I am, there will my servant be also. Whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Seeds are just so cool. They have so much packed in such a small bit of reality. They hold embryonic life waiting, just waiting for the tender embrace of the moist, dark earth. But they must fall. They must fall into the earth. Then they must let go of all they know of who they are. The seed coat is the first to go. No more protection for the heart, for the endosperm. The heart of the seed, that endosperm, the stored food for the little embryo within, feeds itself to the becoming of an other. The seed completely dies to itself. And in that is an abundance of grace that reaches out toward the moist darkness of earth's womb and strains up so that the sun can kiss its wee face and the rain can slake its thirst for becoming more. One can only wonder how many wheat fields Jesus walked through as he traveled throughout the land those 3 years. Did he spend days as a young boy beside a friend who was also a sower? A friend who scattered the seed and let it fall and covered it over with earth? Or perhaps as a teen, did he help his aunt or uncle, his cousins, gather the sheaves and separate the chaff? One wonders. For as Lazarus is called out of the tomb, Jesus seems to accept that the freeing of his friend seals his own dying. Already determined, without sadness or compulsion, as we hear in that first reading, Jesus gives his life breath to his friend. There is no greater love than to fall into the ground and die so that all can be fed. This is bread for the life of the world. Whoever serves me must follow me. Can we? Will we? Do we believe God will make every grace abundant as we follow? as we fall? Let us today be already determined to follow him and to fall into the ground to die, to shed whatever seed coat protects our endosperm of a tried and true lived faith, of our hope against hope that the reign of God is here and yet not yet. Let this deep truth of who we are, of who I am, of who we are, give our life breath so that all can be fed. This day, let us give ourselves as bread for the life of the world as we fall so that we can follow.